been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday, July the 10th. Write the date down because it's a record-breaking day. It's the day that the S&P 500 went above 3,000 for the first time in history. We're back down below 3,000 just a little bit. We're at 2,998, but we've got quite a liftoff in the market today. And it's a five-letter word, a six-letter word, Powell. Powell. Mr. Jerome Powell has lit the market on fire this morning with alluding to a possible rate cut. Boy, I'll tell you what, the market is drunk with rate cuts and stimulus. And, well, why not? I mean, the rest of the world is doing it. Why not join in the party? I don't know where it all leads, but for now, we've got a Dow up 166 points. The Dow almost hit 27,000. In fact, it may have done it. Now we're 54 points below that. We're at 26,949, up 0.6%. S&P up 19 to 2,999. Bottles of beer on the wall. NASDAQ is up 73 points, 8,215. Small cap index up 0.6% to 1572. The crude oil markets, they're on fire, headed back towards $60 per barrel, up $1.77 to $59.60. Gold's up $8.60 to $14.09. And how's the bond market handling all this? Yeah, you know what? Kind of shrugging it off. The bond market is up 2 basis points to 2.07%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money managers Bill Gunderson, Paul Carlson in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. And it looks like Jerome Powell, the man of the day, he is getting ready to testify on Capitol Hill about the current state of the economy. But he did really, oh, he's before the Senate Banking Committee, and Maxine Waters is just has banged the gavel and calling the meeting to order. And his notes have already been released, and basically alluding to the potential. All of a sudden, there's uncertainty in the economy. I don't know where that came from. There wasn't any uncertainty last week, but now there's uncertainty in the economy, which raises the possibility of a rate cut. And, of course, the market is celebrating here today. Yesterday we had a little bit of a downdraft in the market, but you know what? Look, Paul, a lot of times the index will say one thing. Okay, yeah. What was
it? It was 3M.
Yeah, the Dow was down like 70 points yesterday, but I saw massive breakouts in many of the momentum stock. Amazon had an unbelievable day. What got into Amazon all of a sudden? I didn't even see any news on Amazon, but it exploded to the upside. It's almost, look at it again today.
It's almost at all-time highs.
Yeah, it's up another 25 points today. So, you know, on the surface, you're saying, well, gee, the Dow was down yesterday. Amazon exploding to new highs. Facebook, despite all the bad press, and exploding again. Yeah. Breaking out to new, is that a new, not quite, but a 52-week high for sure.
Right.
AMD had an explosion higher yesterday. Look at that. It's getting ready to break out to a new all-time high here. Or at least multi-year high. Many of the leading stocks, Square had a huge day yesterday. So, you know what? Unless you're in the water, if you just read the fishing count at the end of the day, I was on the water. And what I saw was pretty remarkable. And, of course, today you get this big follow-through because of what Jerome Powell has said. Well, you know, the markets this morning, when I woke up, I want to say the futures were down about 75 points. The global markets were down about 0.5% as the market awaits Fed chief's testimony. There he is, sitting at his desk or at his podium with his mic, waiting for his cue, and he will start testifying. But those notes, a lot of those notes were released, and that's what really turned the futures around this morning. That's what caused the S&P to blast through 3,000 momentarily. It also helped the Dow almost hit 27,000 here. And, yeah, a dovish Powell. And, of course, really a dovish world. You've got the ECB. Everybody wondered if when Draghi's term was up, whether somebody with a little more hawkish stance instead, you know, they're bringing in a bigger dove than him. Japan continues to cut rates. Australia's cutting rates. So we are definitely on a stimulus high with a spiked punch bowl across the world, which is inflating assets. And that can be dangerous, can't it?
Can.
That was the scenario that we had in 1999, 2000. How inflated were assets then? S&P had a PE ratio of 35. Right now we're about half of that at 18. The NASDAQ had an incredible PE ratio back in 2000. I know it was triple digits. I don't know what the high was. I want to say about 150 times earnings. I can remember when Japan had a massive PE ratio. Well, we've learned over time valuation matters. We had a major asset bubble in the year 2000 that popped. The NASDAQ went down 80%. That's why you have to have some kind of defense. That's why you have to have an emergency preparedness plan. That's why you have to have an evacuation route. You have to have water on the shelves, candles, etc., fuel, because there will come a time again when we have another pop of the asset bubble. But for now, if you read my newsletter, my target price was almost right on for the S&P 500 this year. And it's been pretty much right on for the last 10 years. But we always check the rearview mirror, would you? What's that behind me? Am I okay? Are we okay still? Okay, we always have our eyeballs in the rearview mirror watching for that slowdown in the economy. I did hear one economist today using the word, it looks like we're reaching a top in the economy. And you know what? I mean, I would say that that has some validity to it, that we're pretty frothy here with the employment rate where it's at, or the unemployment rate where it's at, the job creation where it's at, interest rates where they're at, no inflation right now, S&P closing in all, and hitting 3,000 this morning. Is this the top? No, but I think the statement that we're getting closer and closer and closer to a top is a valid one. And that's why you have to have, again, a plan B for when things start to crumble. But for now, we're going to ride it. We're going to make money while the hay, while the sun is shining. And but always be prepared for what's down the road at some point in time. Well, we also have the U.S. and China talking. That didn't seem to have much impact on the market. The Fed seems to have the much bigger impact on the market right now than what's going on between us and China. But that could be some of that uncertainty that that Fed Chairman Powell is talking about. There was a big rally in the base metals overnight. They're a good indication. Shipping stocks are a good indication for the world, the global economy. And there was apparently some constructive talks made over the phone on Tuesday between us and China. And that is showing up in some of these base metal prices, a rally there. And, you know, it's showing up, I guess, somewhat in this move in the market here right now. Okay, we have so much to talk about today. Man, there's so many stocks that are breaking out. There's a new king in the aerospace sector. We own that stock. The FANG stocks, there's a lot of news there. The mobile payment stocks are just on fire right now. I want to talk about some of those. And, of course, we will have our best stock or the featured stock of the day in the last quarter of the show. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. We'll be right back. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST, or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code Mike G.
And welcome back here to the second quarter. Boy, I tell you what, they ought to be excited up in Seattle. We're coming up there the end of this month, and that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, with all that's going on in the market right now. I hope you're not sitting there on the sidelines, and missing all of this. It's all about earnings. Stocks follow earnings. Indexes follow earnings. Every workshop I've taught over the last 10 years has shown the graph of earnings, every single one. I said this is the most important indicator of all because stocks and indexes follow earnings. And earnings for the last 10 years in the S&P 500 have been rising. It's funny, you know, when I point this out in an article, someone always comes back and says, well, the Fed's been driving earnings. Who cares? Okay. Right. Does your 401 care? Is 401k care? As long as earnings are growing, your portfolio is growing. You got to stand on the sidelines and say, those are fake earnings. Go ahead. I know a lot of people that have done that. They're fake. Peter Schiff, he stands there and says, these are fake earnings. They're graded by the Fed. And buybacks, stock buybacks and whatnot. Well, earnings are earnings are earnings, okay? P.E. ratio is price divided by earnings. Forward P.E. ratio is forward, the market divided by the forward earnings. And that equation has been in effect since the beginning of the markets. And that's a very important one. All right, so yeah, if you want to meet with us in Seattle, August, July 30, 31st, and August 1st, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. You know, some of your alternatives to what we do here at Gunderson Capital Management, J.P. Morgan now offers a low-cost ETF robo-advisor portfolio. Is the robot looking in its rearview mirror? Is it watching for the? Is it watching the forward P/E ratio of the market? Is it watching the economy? No, it's a robot.
Doesn't have vigilance.
Like it's robotic.
Right.
It's all it does as the market goes down. You know what a robot does?
Nothing.
Oh, no. It buys more of the market because it has to keep, let's just say you're 50-50 bond stocks. Market starts to get hammered. Well, all of a sudden, your bond side of your portfolio is outweighing, so they have to be buying stocks all the way down. Yeah, which is exactly the wrong thing to do. But you know what? Look, the annual fee is 3.5 basis points. That's the annual fee. Less than 1%. Well, you get what you pay for. If you want a robot running your... I was reading an article. I still follow San Diego Fishing, which hasn't been very good. It's been very good out here in South Carolina. But one of the charter boats ended up on the beach early in the morning. I know why. They set their autopilot, right? Right. And they're traveling through the night, and the guy sitting at the helm obviously went to sleep, and they landed right on the beach, right next to where they're supposed to enter the harbor, and that's where the autopilot took him. They were on autopilot. And there was a case a couple years ago where they were leaving the harbor. You know, it's dark in the ocean at night, and there's a big island off of San Diego, the Coronado Islands. And the boat ran right into the island. Why? Because they were on autopilot and the skipper was down below, like straightening things up and whatnot. Crashed right into the island. 40 guys were in the water in the middle of the night because the boat was on autopilot. Now, when you and I drove down to Sarasota, we tried autopilot a few times. We went through some construction areas where the lines were a little, not clear.
Spotty.
And I saw your hands go immediately on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Okay. I want somebody at the helm.
That's right.
In this market, especially given the fact, listen, I've been through two bears. Mm. I was through the bear in 2000, 80% NASDAQ down. That was the biggest stock market asset bubble of all time, I would say. And then in 2008, of course, we had the financial collapse, and we had a 53% sell-off in the S&P 500. So you know what? I do believe in market timing. Yes, you know, that's an unpopular, I guess, a thing to say in today's world, but there's still plenty of us out there, and we do believe in economic cycles and economic growth and the economy topping out and starting to roll over. But the most important factor of all is earnings on the S&P 500 will begin to shrink, and the estimates will start to be downgraded. Then it's not a good time to own, to be heavily weighted in equities. I was very active in the market yesterday. Paul, are you set up to get my live trades?
Oh, I get them.
Okay, was I pretty active
yesterday?
You
were active.
Maybe five or six buys yesterday. And on stock twits, I sent about seven or eight tweets. Anaplan, AMD, Amazon, Everbridge, Exact Sciences is blowing up. That's the Color Guard company. Facebook, Square, Workday, Zendesk. Those were all stocks that I sent out tweets on yesterday. You should follow me during the day if you're in the market. I'm on Twitter at Bill Gunderson, and I'm on StockTwits at Bill Gunderson. And if you can't follow me throughout the day, you got things to do, you know, more important things than following tweets. At the end of the day, how's that going? Are we getting a lot of page views there, Joss? At the end of the day, I put on up my daily blog on my website at GundersonCapital.com. Every single day, the daily fishing report of my observations and lots of individual stocks that caught my attention. We're getting a pretty good following built up there, aren't we, on that? Yeah, on that daily blog. That goes up about, 5 p.m. East Coast time, Eastern Standard Time. All right, let's take a look here at, here's what Powell says. Powell says that uncertainties have dimmed the outlook.
Hmm.
That's an about face. In my book, that just seems like a total about face. But anyways, it is what it is. And it's got that statement, has the market drooling. You see the market drooling. Drooling for, it's like placing a big platter of ribeye steaks in front of a bunch of hungry construction. They're drooling, you know, for that rate cut. That's what they want. That's what the market wants. And now they can actually taste a rate cut, right?
Yeah,
you can taste it. It's so close. Anyways, Trump again attacks India on trade. He says India has had a field day putting tariffs on American products. No longer acceptable. Well, you know, we got another trade war brewing, it sounds like. When we come back, man, whoa. I hope we can get through all of this. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, yours and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour as Jerome Powell testifying before the Senate Banking Committee. The interesting moment there between him and Maxine Waters. They both actually laughed
which I didn't think would happen between that pairing there, but there was some levity, I guess, at the meeting. Well, you know what? People are drinking Pepsis, they're eating Fritos, and they are eating their Wheaties. According to this, you know, the consumer, what drives the economy? Does Boeing drive the economy? The
consumer drives the economy.
Yeah, the consumer, you, me, and all these listeners out there, you drive the economy. 80% of the economy is the consumer. Well, today we had Pepsi in their conference call after they reported earnings. CFO Hugh Johnson said the food and beverage giant does not see any sign of a consumer slowdown. While General Mills CEO Jeff Harmening called the consumer environment quite good. You know, I see it. I was taking my wife. We had to run some errands before the show yesterday. We drove by. Is Chick-fil-A open for breakfast?
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't know that. They already had a line around the block practically for a stinking Chick-fil-A breakfast sandwich. So I see the economy everywhere I go, around here at least, doing pretty well. It's very perky. The economy is doing well for Airbus. Look at this. Airbus has passed, which is bad news for Charleston here and for Seattle. Airbus is breaking out today to a new all-time high as they pass Boeing as the top plane maker. Their deliveries for the first half rose 28%. Boeing's deliveries fell 37% as they have had no new orders for the grounded 737 MAX. You know, if that wouldn't have happened, Boeing would be hitting new all-time highs right now.
Sure.
Because Boeing was just was the leading stock in the stock exchange on the Dow by far. I think it was up 53% at the time this issue occurred. And it's just sent Boeing stock, not into a tailspin, but I would say it's leveled off at 30,000 feet and is going nowhere with maybe a slight drift lower. And on the other hand, you have Airbus, EADSY, which we own in the growth and income portfolio, 1% dividend. Airbus is now a $110 billion company. Boeing is still a bigger company. They're a $200 billion company, but it's Airbus that's getting the orders right now. Their orders up 28% year to date, while Boeing's orders are down 37% year to date. But hey, Trump says that Qatar is ready to buy a bunch of Boeing aircraft. Trump did not indicate whether Qatar would sign a new deal or following up on previous agreements, but he claims they're on the verge of a big buy of Boeing aircraft. Let's just see how Boeing's doing today. It's dead in the water. Look at that.
Dead money, as we've
said. Dead. Down 25 cents. It's mired in the $350 area. It's flying at 35,000 feet, right? Can't go any higher. It was in rarefied air earlier this year when it hit $446 per share. It had a run from December until early March. It went from 292 to 446, and we owned it during that period of time. And then all of a sudden, the second crash really put Boeing into a tailspin. And the stock right now just languishing in the 350 area. Well, there's going to be more testimony, not just Jerome Powell, but the tech giants. I've even heard Trump talk about regulations and going after and even lawsuits against the giant tech companies. Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Google. That sounds like Fang to me.
will be called. I don't see Netflix in there. Okay, I guess Netflix is not stealing your privacy and gathering data. But they will be called to testify at next week's House Judiciary Committee antitrust hearing. And yet Amazon is breaking loose to new all-time highs today. It's crazy. That follows a move by regulators to divide up the four among themselves. Then each regulator is going to take on one company to spread investigative power widely as the government probes public concerns into the size and power. You know, just the very name, FANG. That's a lot of power that these companies have. And personally, I don't see them going away. I think they are very powerful, and they're just getting to be more and more powerful. AMD, we mentioned that. Big jump in AMD. They got an upgrade yesterday. They seem to be have a one-up, just like Airbus has a one-up on Intel right now. AMD seems to have a big one-up also on Intel. Square surges yesterday after Raymond James upgrades the shares to market perform. We featured Square ourselves yesterday as our featured stock of the day. Square's leveling off a little bit right now, but it had a huge breakout yesterday. As these mobile payment stocks, that's been a very, very good sector. There is an ETF, iPay, I-P-A-Y, that invest in the mobile payment stocks, and there's a lot of them. That has done very, very well. Good news for Tesla.
Yeah.
They are set. I've driven by that production, that plant in Fremont. They are set to ramp up production. They achieved record deliveries in the second quarter. They're getting ready to increase their electric vehicle production at their factory in Fremont, California. Of course, they're always teasing, right? That's kind of Musk way. He says, we can't be too specific, but you'll be delighted with upcoming developments. Tesla said it plans to produce significantly more than 360,000 to 400,000 cars, which are expected to be delivered in 2019. And that kind of eases the concern. Obviously, the demand must be there, or they wouldn't be ramping up production like that. Let's see how Tesla stock. We do not own. I do not own. You own a Tesla car.
I own the car, not the stock.
But look at the slide in Tesla. Finally has abated. It finally hit bottom at 177.
Right.
And now it's back to 233. Now there's another one that competes, a little competitor, NIO. NIO is a Chinese electronic car manufacturer. They delivered 1,340 cars in June.
Not even close.
Yeah, you could hand deliver that many. Just drive it right to the new owner. So they're just barely a very minor player there. Bitcoin back over 13,000. I just saw that Maxine Waters was asking Jerome Powell about cryptocurrency and Facebook's new cryptocurrency. And in the meantime, you've got Bitcoin back over $13,000. Bloomberg does not like the cannabis ETFs, and either do I. They say that the pot exchange-traded funds, the interest and the returns in them will continue to fade as investors wake up to the realization that marijuana investing is boring. Well, I've been saying that. It's not exactly a giant growth industry.
It's agriculture.
I can invest in soybeans.
Right.
You know, look, you can buy a soybean ETF, S-O-Y-B. You can buy a corn ETF, C-O-R-N. Or you can buy MJ, which is, I wonder if they have futures on bales of marijuana. I'm sure they do, right?
I think I saw something about that, that you can trade marijuana futures because it's priced on the world markets by the pound, right? Or by the...
It's a commodity.
By the lid. Yeah. Isn't that their measurement? I don't know. That's what it was when I was in high school. I heard the guys talking about it. Okay, well, we've got to come up with a featured stock of the day, and I think I have just the one. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. A little bit of the bloom has come off the rose, but you still got a NASDAQ that's up almost 60 points and a Dow that's up more than triple digits. We don't have that 3,000 level anymore on the S&P 500, but pretty dang close to it. And we were over 3,000 here earlier this morning. There's a few companies. Now, we are now headed into earnings season. Next week, it's really going to pick up. There's going to be a few this week. There already have been a few this week. Pepsi reported this week, a couple others. But next week, it will really start to pick up. And so you want to follow along in the newsletter every week, as I will be updating and tracking this this current earnings season, which is now underway. There were a few companies reporting yesterday, but you think we have any interest in Levi Strauss? I don't think that's a growth company anymore.
Right.
They kind of came back, went public, I think, to kind of cash the insiders out. It's an $8 billion company. Levi Strauss missed earnings by 31 cents, and they missed on revenue. The stock is down 6%. The venerable old Levi maker out of San Francisco's claim to fame was selling Levi's to the gold miners of 1849. The Helen of Troy, all right, Helen of Troy, yeah, that's like beauty stuff, hair dryers, hair styling, facial care, kitchen tools, cutlery. Hey, the stock's breaking out to a new all-time high, $147 per share. They beat earnings here today, and they raised their guidance for next year. And a San Diego company, I remember when they went public, WD-40, which that's the only tool in my toolbox, a hammer and WD-40. I have two tools, a big hammer, a small hammer, three tools, and a can of WD-40. I use it on my fishing reels, my outboard engine, everything, you know, unfreeze things. Always been fishing in salt water. WD-40 beats earnings. That's a pretty good move by the stock. $2.4 billion in market capitalization. I'm going to ask my intern here if he knows anything about juicing global scooter rentals. You know these scooters? I guess this is something the millennials and the Gen X and the Gen Z, they're scooters. Fleets of scooters, okay? And you can just pick up a scooter. Well, now they got a little deal, kind of like Uber, where these guys go around and they charge them, and they get paid for keeping these scooters charged up. And PayPal is in on it. They're using a PayPal hyper wallet for scooter juicers. You have that on your resume, right? Well, my last job was I was a scooter juicer for several months. These are freelancers that will be paid quickly and be provided payments for keeping these scooters juiced up. You do not want to get on an unjuiced scooter. MasterCard, another partnership. Well, I'll tell you what, they're just getting into everything.
We continue to own MasterCard. Did we feature MasterCard yesterday? No, yeah. We featured Square.
I think it was the day before.
But we talked about what a big winner MasterCard. Well, we're going to talk and feature one more mobile payment company today, PayPal. Listen to this. PayPal is going to report earnings, PYPL. Look at that chart. That's a new all-time high on PayPal. They're going to report earnings on July 23rd. And in that earnings report, it will include a $218 million profit that they made on an investment in Mercado Libre. PayPal invested in Mercado Libre, which is the Amazon of Latin America, M-E-L-Y, and PayPal will include in this quarter's earnings report. Now, this is considered an extraordinary item. It's not a recurring, you know, that happens every quarter. This will be probably listed in the footnotes down at the bottom of the income statement that we also had a one-time gain of $218 million pre-tax, or 14 cents per share on its strategic investment in the June quarter. Now, PayPal is currently ranked number 127 out of 5,322. Look at 6 months ago, it was number 11. 18 months ago, it was number 98. 1 month ago, it was 18. No wonder we own PayPal. Look at the alpha that PayPal has delivered to investors. It now has a three-year track record, 48% per year returns, no guarantees going forward. That's the past. It's lapped the S&P 500 more than four times in the last 3 years. And you say, well, it's probably trading at a nosebleed valuation, Mr. Gunderson. Well, I have it with a value grade of A. In fact, I show it with 98% upside potential over the next 5 years. My methodology combines valuation with momentum or alpha, and when you add those two together in PayPal, PayPal is currently ranked number 127 out of 5,302. How's the bond fund doing real quick?
Oh, it's up today.
Good.
Yeah.
Bond fund is doing good. We've got some capital gains on top of that yield of over 4%. And it's growing. The bond fund continues to grow as money continues to come into it. If you cannot take the ups and downs of the market, if you don't have that kind of stomach, well, then we have a very smooth ride for you.
The best bonds now.
Exactly. But if you need growth, if growth is your number one, well, we have three different flavors of growth for you. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Or GundersonCapital.com. Check out the newsletter. Look at the stocks that we own and how they are doing so far this year. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.